Narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them. I had been eager to ask Umar ibn al-Khattab about the two ladies from among the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, regarding whom Allah said, If you two, wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you. Your hearts are indeed so inclined to oppose what the Prophet, peace be upon him, likes. Quran chapter 66, verse 4. Till Umar performed the Hajj, and I too performed the Hajj along with him. On the way, Umar went aside to answer the call of nature, and I also went aside along with him, carrying a tumbler full of water. And when Umar had finished answering the call of nature, I poured water over his hands, and he performed the ablution. Then I said to him, O chief of the believers, who were the two ladies from among the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, regarding whom Allah said, If you two, wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you. Your hearts are indeed so inclined to oppose what the Prophet, peace be upon him, likes. Quran chapter 66, verse 4. He said, I am astonished at your question, O Ibn Abbas. They were Aisha and Hafsa. Then Umar went on narrating the hadith and said, I and an Ansari neighbor of mine from Bani Umayya bin Zayd, who used to live in Awali al-Madina, used to visit the Prophet, peace be upon him, in turn. He used to go one day and I another day. When I went, I would bring him the news of what had happened that day regarding the divine revelation and other things. And when he went, he used to do the same for me. We, the people of Quraysh, used to have the upper hand over our wives. But when we came to the Ansar, we found that their women had the upper hand over their men. So our women also started learning the ways of the Ansari women. I shouted at my wife and she retorted against me, and I disliked that she should answer me back. She said to me, Why are you so surprised at my answering you back? By Allah, the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, answer him back, and some of them may leave, does not speak to him, throughout the day till the night. The talk scared me, and I said to her, Whoever amongst them has done so will be ruined. Then I proceeded after dressing myself, and entered upon Hafsa, and said to her, Does any one of you keep the Prophet, peace be upon him, angry till night? She said, Yes. I said, You are a ruined, losing person. Don't you fear that Allah may get angry for the anger of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and thus you will be ruined? So do not ask more from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and do not answer him back, and do not give up talking to him. Ask me whatever you need, and do not be tempted to imitate your neighbor, i.e. Aisha, in her manners, for she is more charming than you, and more beloved to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Umar added, At that time, a talk was circulating among us that the tribe of Ghassan were preparing their horses to invade us. My Ansari companion, on the day of his turn, went to the town and returned to us at night and knocked at my door violently and asked if I was there. I became horrified and came out to him. He said, Today a great thing has happened. I asked, What is it? Have the people of Ghassan come? He said, No, but what has happened is greater and more horrifying than that. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, has divorced his wives. Umar added, The Prophet, peace be upon him, kept away from his wives, and I said, Hafsa is a ruined loser. I had already thought that most probably this divorce would happen in the near future. So I dressed myself and offered the morning salat, prayer, with the Prophet, peace be upon him. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, entered an upper room and stayed there in seclusion. I entered upon Hafsa and saw her weeping. I asked, What makes you weep? Did I not warn you about that? Did the Prophet, peace be upon him, divorce you all? She said, I do not know. There he is, retired alone in the upper room. I came out and sat near the pulpit and saw a group of people sitting around it, and some of them were weeping. I sat with them for a while, but could not endure the situation. So I went to the upper room where the prophet, peace be upon him, was, and said to a black slave of his, "Will you get the permission of the prophet, peace be upon him, for Umar to enter?" The slave went in, talked to the prophet, peace be upon him, about it, and then returned saying, "I have spoken to the prophet, peace be upon him, and mentioned you, but he kept quiet." Then I returned and sat with the group of people sitting near the pulpit. But I could not bear the situation, and once again I said to the slave, "Will you get the permission for Umar?" He went in and returned saying, "I mentioned you to him, but he kept quiet." So I returned again and sat with the group of people sitting near the pulpit, but I could not bear the situation. So I went to the slave and said, "Will you get the permission for Umar?" He went in and returned to me saying, "I mentioned you to him, but he kept quiet." When I was leaving, behold, the slave called me, saying, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, has given you permission." Then I entered upon Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and saw him lying on a bed made of stalks of date palm leaves, and there was no bedding between it and him. The stalks left marks on his side, and he was leaning on a leather pillow stuffed with date palm fibers. I greeted him, and while still standing, I said, "O Allah's Messenger, have you divorced your wives?" He looked at me and said, "No." I said, "Allahu Akbar." And then, while still standing, I said, chatting, "Will you heed what I say, O Allah's Messenger? We, the people of Quraysh, used to have power over our women. But when we arrived at Al-Madina, we found that the men here were overpowered by their women." The Prophet, peace be upon him, smiled, and then I said to him, "Will you heed what I say, O Allah's Messenger?" I entered upon Hafsa and said to her, "Do not be tempted to imitate your companion Aisha, for she is more charming than you, and more beloved to the Prophet." The Prophet, peace be upon him, smiled for a second time. When I saw him smiling, I sat down. Then I looked around his house, and by Allah, I could not see anything of importance in his house except three hides. So I said, "O Allah's Messenger, I invoke Allah to make your followers rich. For the Persians and the Romans have been made prosperous, and they have been given the pleasures of the world, although they do not worship Allah." Thereupon the Prophet, peace be upon him, sat up as he was reclining, and said, "Are you of such an opinion, O the son of Al-Khattab? These are the people who have received the rewards for their good deeds in this world." I said, "O Allah's Messenger, ask Allah to forgive me." Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, kept away from his wives for 29 days because of the story which Hafsa had disclosed to Aisha. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I will not enter upon them, my wives, for 1 month, because of his anger towards them, when Allah had admonished him." So when 29 days had passed, the Prophet, peace be upon him, first entered upon Aisha. Aisha said to him, "O Allah's Messenger, you had sworn that you would not enter upon us for 1 month, but now only 29 days have passed, for I have been counting them one by one." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The present month is of 29 days. Aisha added, "Then Allah revealed the verses of the option, and out of all his wives he asked me first, and I chose him. Then he gave option to his other wives, and they said what Aisha had said." The Prophet, peace be upon him, had decided to abstain from eating a certain kind of food because of a certain event. So Allah blamed him for doing so. Some of his wives were the cause of him taking that decision. Therefore, he deserted them for 1 month.